Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You, right here at WCWP.org. And we have been speaking with Dr. Diana Calasano, here along with Dr. Marlene Levy, and it's been very interesting hearing about tinnitus. And I'm just saying it like that because I've always pronounced it as tinnitus, but I'm learning differently that it's not the right pronunciation. So I'm just kind of, you know, trying to get that in my head. You know, the first part we were talking a lot about the causes and whys, and, you know, some of it is fact and some of it is kind of just, you know, hypothesis, I guess.
Yes.
Just trying to figure out why. What can we do? Let's talk about the different things that can be done.
Yes. And I would love to stress that while there is no cure, there are many things that can be done to help provide relief. So I say to my patients, if you aim to eliminate this, you might be disappointed, but if you aim for relief, you will be pleasantly surprised. And to me, there is no more hopeless statement than there's nothing that can be done.
Right.
So
relief is good.
Relief is great.
Yeah.
Relief is great. I mean, just think about when you have a headache. What are you looking for? You're looking for some relief. So when patients come in, we go through a variety of different, what we call sound therapy options. And sound therapy options are kind of our gold standard, but there are many other ways to address tinnitus in terms of relaxation techniques.
If somebody has it, if they hear the ringing in their ears, where do they go? What's the first thing they should do? Should they?
I would recommend seeing, if they don't have specific like ear pain, drainage from the ears, those types of things really should be addressed with a medical doctor. But if they're experiencing any type of hearing loss, if they have ringing in their ears, they should see an audiologist.
Okay.
And they should have their hearing checked.
Right.
And in addition to that, speak with the audiologist about what different options are out there to help them manage their tinnitus. And that's really the most important point.
Like the first
is the management. Now, in regards to tinnitus management, with tinnitus, oftentimes, because it is a symptom of some changes in the ears, when you give your ears extra sound, and I don't mean to say masking out the tinnitus, but when you give your ears a little bit of extra sound, oftentimes it helps to offset the intensity of the tinnitus. So for example, when you're in a quiet room and you hear a noise, that noise seems more pronounced to you than if you were in a noisy restaurant. You probably wouldn't hear that noise as much.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds are always perceived in contrast to the background. Now, when you introduce a little bit of extra sound to the ears, it kind of squashes the tinnitus a little bit to the point where it's still there, but it's a little bit less impactful. It can be through the use of hearing aids. And as I started this segment, tinnitus is really a symptom of some changes in the ears or some hearing loss. So sometimes it helps with hearing aids because you're addressing the hearing component of it. And by doing so, you also address the tinnitus. Now, sound therapy is really designed to retrain the brain, right? So it's just about taking the sound that's really uncomfortable and neutralizing the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And when things are neutral, you stop reacting to them. And in addition to that, hearing aids will help you to hear better. Now, we do use hearing aids for people who don't have hearing loss per se or who are not reporting any functional impact of hearing. But still, like Dr. Levy, you know, you came to us and we talked about a lot of different options. You used the devices until you didn't need them anymore because you were primarily addressing your tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
So through sound therapy
Excellent.
Is an evidence-based approach that we know works. And again, it's not designed to eliminate, but it's designed to neutralize the tinnitus. There are many other options such as for sleeping. We were talking about, before we went on break, we were talking about sleeping. What can you do? Because at night when you want to get your best, most restful
right.
sleep, all you might hear is your tinnitus.
Yes.
And you're most of the time in a quiet room. Everybody loves
right.
the summer for a lot of reasons, but also for a tinnitus patient, you can put the air conditioner on.
Right.
And that gives you a little bit of extra noise in the background
okay.
to compete with your tinnitus. Now, there are different options. One that we use most often is a sound pillow. So it's a pillow that has two speakers embedded within it, and you can plug it into any MP3 or iPhone, any smartphone, and play sound through the pillow so that when you put your ear up against the pillow, you're no longer hearing just quiet.
Right.
You're hearing a little bit of extra sound to mingle with your tinnitus. There are ear pajamas, which are headphones, and they have speakers right at the ear level. So you're really using sound to combat sound, basically. And yes, it's a headband. The ear pajamas are a headband, and they have two speakers.
So you can
play whatever sounds you choose. We typically don't recommend music because music is something you'll pay attention to or want to sing along with.
Right.
But you're trying to use something that's kind of broadband, meaning like a white noise, a pink noise, and just neutral, just to kind of help your brain relax. Now, we were talking about yoga.
Yes.
Meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing exercises really target the emotional brain. So using any activity that kind of helps to just calm, I have found success with my patients, you know, really using those to target the stress that comes along with tinnitus. And those types of activities are tremendously helpful.
So it's almost like you're not focusing on it, you know, and if you're doing your breathing and you're kind of decompressing the stress, which stress does make tinnitus worse.
Right.
So it's like a good combination. You know, your mind's off it, you're de-stressing. So it sounds like there's really a lot that we can do to kind of at least kind of reduce whatever level of tinnitus that is, you know, kind of where we're impacted by.
And just reduce the distress.
Quick question. Do you find that you get a predominance of seniors that come in with the hearing loss and the tinnitus together, more so than the younger population?
Yes, and most likely because hearing loss is just what happens in the ears over time. So yes, we do see that. But what's interesting now is we're seeing younger and younger and younger people coming in with tinnitus. Now,
I was
not
so much because of the earbuds,
right?
And the,
exactly, not so much a few years ago, but now we're starting to see more of that.
Very interesting.
So,
are you seeing
up?
Hearing loss? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you seeing the hearing loss
among,
with these youngsters, with the millennials, whatever it is? You're seeing
both
a hearing loss.
Noise-induced hearing loss.
I was going to say, what comes first, tinnitus or hearing loss?
It depends on the person. It depends on the person. Sometimes they have a little bit of tinnitus. And, you know, it's not really detectable on a hearing test yet.
Right.
You can lose up to 30% of your outer hair cells in the inner ear before it shows up on a hearing test. So tinnitus can be kind of the precursor to some changes in the ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well.
This is very interesting for the senior population. Because the hearing problems that seniors have, and they're walking around with hearing aids, and then that's all they're concerned with is the hearing loss, even though they're having the buzzing and all the other sounds going on. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that you are the only hearing and tinnitus center that I was able to find, I must say, in New York.
Yes,
and I know that the training had originally come my ex-husband's ear, nose, and throat. So he's the one who had recommended the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. I want to thank you for a Hearing and Tinnitus Center because for the senior population, I think it's a necessity, and it's a shame that you are the only ones in Woodbury. People have to schlep to you from wherever they are, and they should because you're the only one that really can identify and work with both simultaneously for all these people.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have a question. So when you have both tinnitus and you have hearing loss, what is treated? I mean, like with the hearing aids, would you get one type of hearing aid if you have both? Or like how is it treated with a hearing aid if you have both hearing loss and the ringing in the ears?
Nowadays, hearing aids are called combination devices because they do exactly that. It's a combo. It's the same device. It looks exactly the same, but it really is. There are specific programs that are just for hearing, and then there are other programs that are already in the hearing aid you can switch on to for your tinnitus. So, yes, somewhat it will if a patient comes in with both, I will kind of gear them towards a couple of different types of combination devices. Okay. But yeah, it really depends on what their complaints are.
Okay, that's good to know.
Fascinating. I happen to have remote controlled hearing aid, which I no longer need, thank goodness. But I do have it. I don't have the hearing loss that needed it. I needed the white sounds and the pink sounds and all the different sounds. And it's remote, so you can actually be changing it. The hearing aid is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
For someone who has the tinnitus. And what you just said as far as the hearing loss, there were certain programs within the same program that you had given me that I couldn't use. If I accidentally went on it, it became a hearing aid and it wasn't good for me.
Right.
So which it's interesting how you individualize every single hearing aid
Absolutely. To
a hearing loss as well as the tinnitus.
Right.
And again, you're the only center in New York that does that, and that's what the majority, if I'm not mistaken, when older people get a hearing loss,
they
don't have to be so older, maybe when you're 50 and over, all of a sudden you're hearing a buzzing in your ear or something is, but when you're a senior, all of a sudden it really becomes predominant, regardless of my Lyme disease or anybody else's. And again, you're the only ones. There's audiologists all over the country. You'll get an audiologist, but you're not going to get an audiologist such as yourself that will work with the both. The
I
both
have a question.
Symptoms.
We have only about 2 minutes left, and this is important. Seniors, a lot of the seniors are on fixed incomes. You know? So what is there a cost? Does it go through insurance?
This is a heavily, heavily debated issue, but Medicare does not cover hearing aids.
Right.
So there are, yes, many of the private pay insurances the commercial plans do have some form of hearing aid benefit.
Okay.
At this point, Medicare does not cover hearing aids. So there are a range of costs. It depends, there are different levels of technology and associated with that are different costs.
Right.
But, it really is dependent on what that person needs, the severity of the hearing loss, and ultimately it is about impacting and improving quality of life because that's what it boils down to.
Right.
We thrive on this, right? Human connection and communication. So
of course.
When you can't do that,
it
just isolates you and it really can impact your overall well-being.
Of course.
So
it's unfortunate that insurance does not cover it, and that is, Medicare. It should be definite, because let's face it, hearing loss is prevalent,
especially in that population.
Unfortunately, we only have 40 seconds left. We're going to have you back again. Thank you for this terrific information.
Address and phone number, please.
Yes,
we'll give that all that during Talk of the Town,
I'm
too.
So sorry.
We'll have a lot of time because we only have a few seconds left, but later on in the show, we'll give out all the information. You just write down everything we want to say, and people can also call 311 to get the information. And we'll be back in about a minute or two. You've been listening to Project Independence and You.